This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Number one, bugs, spiders, creepy crawlies in general. Number two, outliving the people I love. Number three, taking off my shirt in public. My elementary school used to do like a costume parade at lunch, like on the day of Halloween or like the Friday before, whatever. I can't even remember why, but that year I wanted to be like a Grim Reaper. So the costume that I had was like a robe and my face was fully covered by a mesh, like black thing. So you couldn't even see my face. And the robe was very clingy. So it sort of was like made out of this really cheap latex something. So it showed off everything. It, like my body was out there. We get up and we start parading around. And I hear one of the older kids say to another one, "Hey, look at the fat kid." Number four, plane crashes. And my partner told me I should specify whether I'm on the plane or whether I'm being hit by a plane. And in this case, it's I'm on the plane.
Should oxygen be needed, a mask will drop from the...
Number five, calls in the middle of the night. My godmother, Carol, her name was Carol Wong. She lived one street over. She was like a second mom. I want to say when I was 12 years old, I was watching TV in the back room. My mom ran in and said, "Carol had a heart attack." And she was dead that night. Carol was the first time where I was like, oh, death is arbitrary. Number six, bros. Bros scare me. Number seven, not being taken seriously. Number eight is maybe the one that embarrasses me the most, and that is I'm afraid of being mediocre. I get asked all the time why I stopped being a cellist. And the truth I feel like, which I don't admit often because it feels embarrassing, is that I always felt like I was talented enough to know that I wasn't exceptional. There's an interesting dynamic in my family, especially when I was growing up. My brother and sister, who are much older than me, both at a young age knew exactly what they wanted to do, knew the artistic career that they were going into, and became incredibly successful at it. So I feel like as a kid, there was this sense of like, I don't think anyone else was putting this on me, but there was this sense of like, I can't be not exceptional. Let's see. Number 9 is getting to the end of life and not having maintained friendships. You know, I didn't come out until I went to college. And years later, when I changed careers, I left music and I became, you know, I went into the radio world. This idea of like, I can just shed my older self and become a new person became very appealing to me. And I have lost a lot of people because they got caught up in the fray of how quickly can I leave old Tobin behind? And you're part of old Tobin, so you only know him, and I'm a new person now. And when I realized that I was doing this or that I had done this, I had a thought of like, I could very well get to the end of my life and not feel like somebody was there with me the whole time. Number 10, I would guess, I'm going to say number 10 is dying on an amusement park ride, but like on a dumb ride. It's like, how did you die? And it's like, the spinning teacup I was on became unhinged and it went off the rail and I hit a tree. And that's how I died. I'm afraid of being judged even in the afterlife. But isn't that where you're supposed to get judged? My name is Tobin Lowe, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Tobin Lowe is the co-host of the podcast Nancy. You can find 10 Things That Scare Me on Instagram and Twitter at 10thingspod. You know what scares me? That I'm going to forget which one is the CEO and which one is the CFO, and I'm going to like hurt someone's feelings. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.